Welcome to the Imprints Lexio podcast from Ecclesia, a guided meditation on an excerpt from this week's Imprints text. During this guided meditation, you'll hear the scripture text read three different times by three different voices. Before each reading, I'll give you a few words of guidance. Remember, the goal of Lexio is not to increase your knowledge of the Bible, interpret it, or to even have some extraordinary experience. Instead, the goal is to listen to what God is saying to you today through the scripture. As the text is read for the first time, listen for the word or phrase that leaps out at you. What word or phrase sticks in your memory? As you hear, take it into your heart and silently repeat or ponder that word or phrase.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had been seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
What word or phrase leapt out at you? Hold that word or phrase in your heart during this time of silence. Click pause now and spend as much time as you need in silence. As the text is read again, this time by a new reader, continue to meditate on the word or phrase that speaks to you. Let it interact with your thoughts, your hopes, your dreams, and your memories. Consider how this word or phrase is touching your life today.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all of Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
How is the word or phrase touching your life today? Click pause and spend as much time as you need in silence and meditation. As you hear the text read for the third time, listen for the invitation of God. What is this text calling you to do? What is this text calling you to be or become? How is God seeking to shape your life through this text?
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who is born King of the Jews? For we have observed his star as it is rising, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, and by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is shepherd to my people Israel.'" When Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared, then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I may go and pay him homage." When they had heard from the king, they sent out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
What is God calling you forth to do or be? Let these words shape your heart as you meditate prayerfully in this silence. Click pause and spend as much time as you need in silence and meditation. Now, rest in God's presence. God's arms are open wide, ready to embrace you as a child. Before you return to your activities, spend a few moments in prayer, responding to or asking God to help you respond to the invitation you have received. If you keep a journal, write down some notes about any insights you may have had and what God has spoken to you during this time. As you are finished, go in the grace and peace of the Lord. You have been listening to the Imprints Lexio podcast from Ecclesia in Fairview, North Carolina. For more information about our community, the Imprints curriculum, or other ministries at Ecclesia, go to ecclesiabaptist.org.